This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Calling Grass Nation, we are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
You've got mail.
I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is Go Touch Grass, the podcast where we log in
so you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this pod, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you can spend time with your family.
Or friends if you love them.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Chosen family.
Chosen family. Paid family.
Neighbors that you want to get to know.
Yes. And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we have a Go Touch Grass Patreon already running with all of our test episodes, mini trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spinoff series, Search History, where we go back and break down a discourse from the past. I'm just going to say, guys, our Patreon episode last week is, if you are like Elise, who had Meghan Trainor in your Spotify Wrapped and doesn't know anything about...
I own it.
She owns it. Marsha's
shocked. Our guest has left.
Our guest is horrified. But this week...
Shaken to her core.
Yeah. This week, I break down on the Patreon for all of our super online people who are like, what's going on with Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar? Mm-hmm. And guess what? So I break down all the origins of that beef, all the responses, everything. And guess what happened? Just on fucking time, Drake released his response track. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Now Elise knows.
And now I will say that I experienced it as you, a listener, would experience. I learned from Millie about all of these beefs. And then when Drake dropped his diss track, I had all of the context to understand exactly what was going on. So that's up on our Patreon right now.
Yeah.
And that's not all, folks. This Thursday, we will be releasing our much anticipated Unpinned Discourse video episode for free.
Yes.
On our Patreon for all of you to enjoy. We did 10 topics that we were not able to fully dive into on the show. We did everything from Trisha Paytas to DJ Academics to why movies are so long. So that'll be available for everyone on Thursday to check out.
And in other exciting announcements, we will be performing our first ever Go Touch Grass live episode at the Yes and Laughter, at the Yes and Laughter Lab Festival on Friday, 4/19, 4/20's Eve, all weed Eve, all cannabis
all weeds Eve,
Eve. All weeds Eve, 7/15.
Leave a blunt out for Santa.
Hello, leave some pre-rolls out for Santa. At 7:15 p.m. at the Asylum here in New York City, and we're super excited to announce that we got a killer panel of Ashley Reese.
Yep.
And Chris Murphy.
A variety fame.
And if you're online, if you're on Twitter, you know those two. Mm-hmm. And you know it's going to be fucking sick. And guess what? Everyone's going to get free Go Touch Grass stickers.
Yep.
Because we got them and we have 1,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And we need to use them. So we'll
come
be playing. They'll be part of our panel. We'll be playing audience games. A bunch of other fun stuff. Come out.
Yeah. Come on out. And now we're so excited to bring in our guest. You know her from her viral sensation song 100 Tampons. Her comedy album Everyone Should Be My Exact Same Age is out now. It's Marsha Belsky.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow.
Listen, I want to bring up that yesterday we were hanging out, Marsha, because Marsha's actually a friend. Like,
yes,
everybody that comes on our podcast are friends, but me and Marsha actually
We've got another friend-friend episode.
So I have to be careful, because when you do a podcast with a friend-friend, like, you can really forget that you're recording pretty quick.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because Marsha said, I'm scared. And it's just she's like, I'm scared I'm going to say some shit that I probably shouldn't say at a podcast. And it just is so it's so, like, completely opposite from other people who are like they have one interesting conversation with their friends and they're like, we should record a podcast. And then
we're actually like, the most fascinating people alive. I think we should do a podcast.
Yeah. But
I have both inside of me. I'll be honest. I have both people inside of me.
Well, and it's just crazy that people who actually have friends that do podcasts are like, we should not do a podcast because I'm actually terrified I'm going to say some cancelable shit.
We should not record this. And if our texts ever leak, I don't know what I'll do.
One day we'll get into the literary like drama of the woman, the person who got her Facebook messages subpoenaed and found out that
bad art friend changed my life because now like every text I send, but also even before that I worked as a receptionist at a law firm and there was like this one time I had to copy somebody's like very personal text and I was just some random like, and I'm like, you know, this is good to know that when I'm texting somebody that shit goes wrong, it could end up in a public lawsuit.
Absolutely. There's like that like documentary series about the girl who like texted her boyfriend and then he committed suicide.
Yeah, but those texts. Okay, but
it was all of her texts.
But guess what? Because my friend, or I remember when that case came out, and if you just see like,
is that the Cara Delevingne Hulu? Series?
She looks like Cara Delevingne.
I have to be told. I have to keep track of news stories, sensationalized news stories based on the actress who played.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, was that the
because the
girl from Mean Girls, the Elizabeth Holmes, or is that the like
Amanda Seyfried?
Elle Fanning did it. But that's one of those things where if you're like, if you just read the headline of like girl gets
it. Oh, it wasn't even Cara Delevingne.
No, but she looks like Cara Delevingne because she has very strong eyebrows. Yeah. Right, very strong brow. Okay.
But
I'm doing great.
That was Michelle one of the yes. That was one of the things where when you read the headline, you were like, this is bullshit. Like, why is she going? But then when you read the actual text messages, you're like, arrest her ass.
Yeah, like, you're like,
she fucking pushed that guy to do that. Speaking of pushing, really quickly, I just wanted to say that statement that Marsha's
visibly shaking.
She's scared. But also, you know, we like to give our guests the floor to clap back at their haters here on the pod.
Oh.
And you once got in a battle with Facebook after being banned for posting the words.
I was like, who's my hater?
Well, you have a lot of
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes. So do you have anything to say to Mark Zuckerberg, who we're pretty sure he's listening?
Is listening, absolutely. Yeah. First of all, get off of that dang floating surfboard or whatever it is that you're doing. And don't put that much sunscreen on your face because you just look silly.
You look silly.
But no, it's funny because the last I heard from the Facebook thing, basically to keep everyone abreast, I had a photo of me as a child that was like my cover photo. And this was back in the day, kids, when Facebook was pretty big.
Yeah.
we were still using it.
It's what Twitter is now, because now Twitter is kind of what Facebook became when it was like dead.
No,
like
Twitter's cool now.
Twitter's coming back, and Instagram's kind of getting corny. Yeah.
And also we're the old people, so what can we even say?
Yeah, but the thing is we don't even
but
know.
But we're having fun on Twitter.
But we're having fun. So basically I had this really cute photo of me as like a cherubic child that said, kill all men. Hilarious. And,
it's so comedy, then, guys. Shut up.
So then basically it got reported and it got my account banned, ultimately for 30 days. I was like banned from my Facebook account. And me being a bit ornery, I sort of kicked up a stink for it because I was just like, it's funny that like they'll ban for this. And they also do all sorts of like reverse racist bans and all this stupid stuff. So then
but they won't ban like if it you got say the taken, N-word, if you say exactly. women are evil. Like.
And then it got insane. So it got taken to the point. The most recent thing was I did this like episode of, was it, I'm going to get this wrong and I'm going to look so stupid. It was like Radiolab or WNYC. Mm-hmm. Fix it in post to be the actual thing. No, like bleep it over my face.
We do not have those capabilities.
I just have a bad memory. But please fix it.
Fix it in post. Like we're not gonna do that.
Do it like one of those like AI anonymous Marcia interviews over where it's like WNY. The real one though. It was one of those. And basically I find out that Facebook, to deal with all of these like different countries needing to have different standards and things like that and the community standards issue, is they created like a international Facebook Supreme Court, and my photo was the first case that they use to like have these people from different countries like discuss like. And it was so funny when they were doing the episode and talking about what was happening like in that room, because it's actually your worst nightmare as a comedian, because it's like these people being like, well, it's not funny, but should it be banned? Like,
oh my God. And it's a picture of you as a little kid.
It's a picture of me as like a 4-year-old child in my little like blue dress. And it's just like, kill all men. Like, hilarious. And then like, but it was so funny because then.
But then you have some guy in Sweden who's like, who is like, I don't get it.
Or like, who's just like, that's the real sexism. Like, you know, like that type of shit.
They have a southern twang.
Oh my gosh. I got into a fight with like my friend's boyfriend one time because she was like thinking the kill all men stuff was really funny. And like, to be honest, like, I don't really do the kill all men stuff anymore because TERFs started to like me and think that I was like on their side. And also, I think I learned more about like non-binariness and like not being so like binary. I was like a 20-year-old woman, like
this
very
is,
angry.
Yeah, yeah,
this,
this
was before that. This was like 2015, like 2016.
Good
even
Lord.
Like
good.
But
no, we got we again,
and you're allowed
Obama
to be,
goggles.
Yeah,
Obama goggles.
You're allowed to be.
We said that's why Chewbacca Mom, which is another episode that's coming out this week on our Patreon. Chewbacca Mom went viral because of Obama. It
Obama
was an Obama
goggles.
Era thing.
I have no idea what you're talking
so
about.
So there's a creator, and I really need to. I need to figure out who the fuck this person is who says this, but basically it's like you have to look at all media from the Obama era. You have to put on your Obama goggles to like understand
like the context, the cultural context,
why
of...
people responded to it the way we did and like the headspace that we were in, because
right. It's like privileged people were in heaven during that time.
And like and we're singing Hamilton, we're in the streets, like it's I'm still singing Hamilton. Meghan Trainor was in my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh
anyway,
it's so it's
funny.
So good. She's so done, Marsha. I just
Meghan Trainor.
But
you know that me and I had a long-standing like trolling prank with Millie where I would just like tweet like Millie keeps talking about how much she loves Meghan Trainor.
I know.
And I
know.
Still have Millie saved in my phone as Millie Tavares Trainor, like
she's
a hyphenated
a bitch.
Awesome.
But and I know so that's like an ongoing for it. So for at least to tell me sincerely,
if Meghan Trainor is listening. I respect your work ethic. It's really nothing against you. I mean, you did have a recording studio in your house at 14, allegedly. So I am jealous.
You're married to that guy.
But your kid's really
who
cute. Yeah,
has a huge cock.
I did not know.
Oh, that's oh she that. She loved telling everybody that Mr. Spy Kids adult.
I'm only a fan of her art. I'm only a fan of her art. I don't know about her personal.
Can
stuff
the online
like that.
Clip from this episode just be saying Meghan Trainor is married to the guy from Spy Kids who has a huge cock?
That's end literally, but that ends up always being on clips. Is that me saying the most crazy shit? Like for some reason, it was the clip of me saying Tom Sandoval's hot. That
no,
was
kind of, really.
But no, we. Okay.
I walk out. I'm like, that actually is the final straw for me.
See, this is
you
what...
find him hot.
Oh God!
You
okay.
can only be friends with people who have completely different types from you. I really.
But
really
that's Marsha's
that.
Taste all the time. Is that we constantly? I'm like, this guy's kind of cute. She's like, no.
Yeah, and then I show Millie a guy. She's just like,
oh, that's cool. Okay. Like, all right, go. Don't want to yuck anyone's yum.
Do you?
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I have one more question for you.
So,
and then
wait, my clap back to Zuckerberg, though.
Yes, you do have to clap back to Mark Zuckerberg.
Basically was that he really got me in the end because, and I'm humble enough to admit it, because putting me in a Supreme Court where a room full of people are just like, we can all agree she's not funny, but... I don't think it should be banned. Like, is you got me there.
That,
you got me.
That is nightmarish.
Yeah. So respect to his game. He's ruined Instagram the way that he ruined Facebook, and that is really talented.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really, really talented to do so. They've really
Instagram is a mess, and that actually brings me to my question for you, where first I'm going to talk about myself, which is that I randomly had a video go, like, semi-viral this weekend on Instagram.
I saw that. You love to...
Let me get into it.
About what?
It's a hell that I would wish on no one to go viral on Instagram Reels. And
oh, it was on Instagram Reels.
It was on Instagram Reels. It flopped on TikTok. Went viral
flopped.
On Instagram Reels.
Totally
which is,
different
again,
audiences.
A hell I would wish on not my worst
but
enemy.
I feel like it's because it was married stuff, too.
It was just a joke
shit.
About it.
The married
not
people
even,
are on Reels. That's
it's,
very true.
It's not even worth explaining, but it was a joke about Sabrina Carpenter. Whatever. Then I'm in a cabin.
It's a 10-second video.
It's a 10-second video. I'm in a cabin. I've got the time. I don't know if it's because I just watched all of the Jurassic Park movies and I'm feeling I'm in my Tyrannosaurus Rex vibe. Oh my God. I don't know if it's because I started getting just a bunch of comments from like the dumbest people in the world who are like, I don't get it. I don't get the video. I don't get it. Which I just don't understand the
impulse. Which then makes it go viral.
The video. Yeah. Okay. Wait.
What is the video? Okay.
The video is Danny goes to Elise and he's like, who's Sabrina Carpenter? And Elise turns the camera and says, how deep do you want to go?
That's the video. That's right. That's the entire video.
Because it's like, go Olivia Rodrigo deep.
Yeah, Disney, there's deep, there's a lot of lore.
Oh, is just Sabrina Carpenter? She was the woman who
always makes her doubt.
Dude, if my ex dated Sabrina Carpenter after me, I would jump off the fucking bridge.
Or you would make an album that goes insanely. Yeah.
Or you would
mega,
make driver's license.
Yeah, but that shit happening to you when you're 16 is formative. I feel for her.
Yeah.
Similar stories.
Yeah.
There's lore. Anyway, the video just started doing crazy numbers, wasn't expecting it. Then I'm getting all these comments from men that are like, I Googled it. She's just a celebrity, whatever. But one of them, I don't know if it's the fact that his handle was Banff Captain. I don't know if it's the fact that when I went to his page, he said that he was a weight loss and father's rights advocate. Some combination of those two, I did make a video response to him and call him fucking stupid.
Father's rights advocate. Got it.
and that did go against.
Father's rights to not pay child support.
To not pay child support and to have their kids when they want, but not. No, occasionally, of course, there are bad situations, but father's rights advocate is giving anti-circumcision advocate, where it's like you know that feminists would be your best allies in this if you didn't hate us. Like,
yeah, well.
Well, and I went to his page, and again, weight loss plus father's rights. I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's giving a court and the mother of your children said, we don't want you around anymore.
Yes.
But anyway.
It's giving stop knocking on the door at 2 a.m.
Like, I went against my personal ethos that I go against often, and I did.
Yeah,
I
I'm like,
respond.
Is this your personal ethos of you?
No, Elise, I hate. I'm with you there. I hate when I get triggered into, like, when I, like,
well,
first,
that's what this question
yes,
is really
so
about.
Yes, so the question is about. Because you have gone insanely viral with 100 tampons, and I know that those comments get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the dumbest line of commenting you get, and how do you hold yourself back? Because I don't want to respond to Banff Captain. Mm-hmm. I don't want to respond to Banff Captain
I'm
going to
pause right here for people who don't follow Marsha already because you're crazy and an idiot.
No, it's okay. Because
you're Banff Captain and you're fucking dumb.
But 100 tampons
Banff Captain probably follows me.
Marsha wrote an original song about Sally Ride and about how she was the first woman in space. And before she went to space,
they tried
NASA
to give her 100 tampons.
Gave her 100 tampons all tied together like sausages.
For 6 days.
That's what the Vox.com article said from her life. Because people keep being like, I'm not seeing the sausage thing anywhere. And I just send them to like the one article. Because I'm not like honestly that well researched. I read one article and thought it was interesting and wrote a song. And then people keep being like, no, didn't happen.
Okay, but what is
but then Sally Ride's life partner, I did a like Zoom show with her once for like, it was like a Levi's like corporate show, like for like, you know, Women's History Month, like something. Yeah. They're like, our company historically has hated women. We're trying to fix that. But I don't know if Levi's has ever done anything, so book me again, please. I'm sorry about that. But I'm like, if she liked the song, I think that it happened. Like, it's like, she didn't go to space with the tampons, but it's because she was like, no, like it was because she was like, and also they tried to give her a makeup kit, but they're like, and then like they tried to give it to her, and I'm like, I know they were like trying to be like, what's the like Tubi thing? Like, is that like, they're like trying
can
to
you
like,
imagine
get
trying to get your eyeliner wings like even in space?
And they were like, because they were telling her like she's gonna be the first woman, they're like, you're gonna be on camera, and I think she said something along the lines of like, so are you, and like to me implied like, and your ugly ass is like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like she's like, so is your ugly pale ass face that is gonna be on camera as well. So
what is the dumbest back to the question?
What is the dumbest line of questioning you get when this video routinely goes viral? I feel like, and how do you hold yourself back, or do you not? Do you respond to Banff Captain?
Now what I try is like, if they're really funny comments, I'll just like kind of try and put it on my social media or like into my act, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's hilarious, because the funniest ones are the dudes that are so triggered where they're like, 100 is actually a completely reasonable number because I have to prepare for the absolute worst case scenario. And it's like, okay, but if you break down how many periods 100 tampons would cover for a typical person who menstruates, like, they did not give her the equivalent of food, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, she's up there, like, so it's like, that's bullshit. Like, and the reason is they didn't, there is actual science behind periods. And the joke is they did not want to do that science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they didn't want to engage. They were scared, I think, probably to even talk about it, but knew that it was something they had to address. I also think there is a deep fear of, like, what would happen when the womb gets up there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, well, we've sent normal people to zero gravity before. But a womb, I don't know about that. Like, and they're like, what if the blood comes out of her ears, in her eyeballs? Like, I swear they're scared. Like,
I love the idea that, like, a woman would get to space and it's just, like, the hallway from The Shining. Like, she's just immediately, like, so much blood.
That was what they thought. Like, you know it was. And it's like, I think that she just went through a lot, like, and she had a very good sense of humor about it. That's why she got through it. Like, I think that's what was funny is, like, you're having a sense of humor about it. Men don't like when they are not centered in a joke, but also that's like certain men, because what was really nice about the song is a lot of people would be like, I talked to my dad about my period for the first time because we were laughing about this song, or like shit like that, like really touched me, you know what I mean? So I'm like, there are a ton of people who don't menstruate that want to talk about menstruation, but there's not societal acts, like it's awkward, you know? So it's like you got a joke to kind of like get through that. That wasn't my intention when I wrote the song, but it's a really nice side effect. The dumbest things that like I get, my favorite is I call them the microgravity experts. And what I love about these dudes is there's like this, you know, normally to become an expert in microgravity and rocket science, you would have to go to school for like 8 years, something like 10 years.
Normally.
But they actually learned just within the 3 minutes of my song that they're like, so they're all like, they didn't know about microgravity. They didn't know about microgravity in space. Like, and it's just like, but they probably could have.
Yeah.
Right?
They could have. Exactly.
It wasn't a priority for them.
And it's also just a joke. It's like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, they don't like where it's like, a bunch of people are laughing, mostly women and people who menstruate, and like they're just like, like you said, like I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And it's like, oh, this is actually something that you're not centered in. They're like, that's not allowed.
Yeah,
that's not funny. But most of them are literally like, I click on their profile and it's like they're like 15-year-old boys, like, and it's like, and they're like in Russia, Ukraine, Bangladesh. Like, I'm like, okay,
and
like,
their father's rights advocate
and weight loss advocate.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction like The Women by Kristen Hanna. And Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
Speaking of father's rights.
So I actually do have a game before we get into our discourse. It's a really quick game. This is our game, a classic game that we play on the show called What Are They Talking About? And this is a game where I read you a reply to a tweet and you have to guess what this person could possibly be talking about. And
no one wins. Everyone always gets it wrong.
Yes. Shout out to Gabriel. I don't know if this is your brother.
Okay.
At random guy 1010?
No.
Okay. So then not Millie's brother.
No.
Just a different Gabriel.
My brother's a house DJ. You should know his name is Gabe Fuerte.
But I didn't know if his...
Means strong Gabe.
Strong Gabe, which, you know, because he works out.
Okay. So listen, shout out to at random guy 1010 who tagged us in this one.
Okay.
And it's a good one. So...
It's me. I like said it a lot.
So the original... This is the reply.
Okay.
The reply from Sanjeevan72 says, if the DEI folks have their way, yes, smiley face. What do you think the original tweet could possibly be about?
Okay, let's just do some obvious guesses. Little Mermaid. Maybe something DEI college being, basketball. People are really triggered with college basketball.
And
lately.
DEI being good diversity, equity and inclusion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's like the new hot topic for conservatives is that they think that that.
But it's
terrible.
But as we saw from like the Baltimore like mayor is like now it's not even a dog whistle at this point because they'll be like, look at our DEI mayor. It's like, yeah, he's just black.
He's
yeah,
so like, it's like there's in a majority black city.
Yeah, he's yeah, just like, the mayor of Baltimore.
So diversity and inclusion there would be like a white mayor, honestly.
Yeah,
like
literally.
And so
which
now,
they have had. So
and that's how they would use woke and all this like stuff where it's like they just can't. Yeah.
So you're saying mermaid, little mermaid,
little mermaid,
women's
something
basketball,
like that. Women's basketball.
Millie, do you
I'm
guess?
Gonna say something with the eclipse.
Something. Oh,
okay. Millie, I'm surprised you.
Oh
didn't
my
guess
god!
Because the original tweet is: do you think USB-C will eventually replace HDMI?
So they're talking about plugs.
They're talking about plugs and cables.
Plugs
and this
and
person said, if the DEI folks have
now here's the thing. I have been saying that USB plugs are queer for a while. I have been saying that, actually.
I said I did not realize that USB-C was woke DEI cable. Is it because the Europeans imposed it upon us?
Could be.
But I don't understand. Okay, so USB-C, which I promise I won't get into my Android.
I'm lost in this tech talk, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, so
I'm
USB-C
as lost as the Chewbacca
is the new...
It's the new...
Okay, so Androids have had the charger. It's the same charger that you use for your MacBook. Androids use it for their phones, and the EU have, like, legally made it so Apple can't make separate chargers. They make chargers. They now have to use the same chargers that every modern device has, and
yes.
It charges very fast.
So I have a new iPhone, USB-C. And it uses the USB-C. This person is asking if it will replace HDMI cables,
which is what goes from a TV to a computer or that kind of stuff. Which I mean, I guess theoretically, in the way that you can plug a monitor from a TV to a computer. I guess you can use a USB, but I'm like, I feel like it's different capabilities.
Now, here's what's sad.
But I don't have anything, but I don't know what that has to do with, sorry.
With DEI?
No, absolutely nothing. But that's what's sad is that, like, in the way that COVID should not have been a politically divided issue, we should all, Apple, hating on Apple should not be a politically divided
issue.
Well, Marcia. We should all hate Apple. And I know you're going to say, I have an iPhone. And I
no, I didn't say
have
that.
An
I'm
iPhone
not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Because you can't just abandon things.
But no, I'm not going to say that. It shouldn't be a political thing, but it is. But you know what? People are coming around. I'll say Sydney, Washington. Mm-hmm. Which I always get roasted for my Android thing. I won't go into it. But Sydney, Washington did DM me. She did DM me and she was like, she said,
now you're calling her out.
No, and she's like, wow, Millie, you were right. And I'm like, wow. It's lonely. The truth is lonely.
It's kind of.
The truth is lonely and the truth
but
is
but I've always
out.
Known you were telling the truth. Like, I know Apple is bad, but I still
I'm too
like
deep
it.
In.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
too deep in.
Listen,
like,
nobody else is going to put up with my bullshit and nobody else is going to stand by me.
I mean,
you know?
This is the thing that keeps religious community strong is that leaving it is it will ruin your life mm-hmm. and upend your life. And
I got
social
too many texts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have to get into the Discord.
Yeah, you're the one.
I know. It's me. I've started too many different topics. But today's discourse was originally supposed to be in last week's episode. We weren't able to get to it. And Millie wanted to introduce a new segment called Cursed or Blessed with this discourse. Mm-hmm. So that is the question we will be answering with mm-hmm. this discourse today. So today's discourse is the story of a woman by the name of Ashley McGuire in Massachusetts. So McGuire has four children with her husband Charles
Withers. Important. No, this
it is
important.
It is important because the fourth one comes into play.
Oh no.
McGuire has four children with her husband Charles Withers. Or at least she did, because Withers fully up and ghosted her entire family over a year ago.
This.
Father's rights.
Father's
so,
rights.
Ghosted.
So this story begins on December 8th, 2023. This is the first time that Ashley posted about this, and she did note that the location was from Snatched Beauty and Blowout Bar. So I love that she's like, that's what I do when I'm getting my hair done is I handle my business. Mm-hmm. So she posts a status that basically says, As 2023 is finally wrapping up and my littlest babe is turning 5 months, I'm finally ready to open up about what my life looks like this year and the lessons I took away from it, because I know another woman out there will benefit from parts of it. And if I can learn these lessons for all of us and spare you some heartbreak, I gladly will. When I was 4 months pregnant with baby number 4, my husband left. Not like moved out and comes by to see the kids on weekends. He completely jumped ship and ghosted. We haven't seen him in a year. He hasn't seen the kids in a year. He hasn't met the youngest baby. Gone like the wind, and my life continued on. This is a reminder to always be in a position where you can hold it down on your own. A partner should add to your life, not be the only source of stability in it. Now taking suggestions for book titles when I sell this story to a publishing company. So that's her post in December. But then we cut to April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
This man has still...
Oh, so wait, because I saw it, like, go viral on TikTok recently, but her first post was back in December.
Her first mm-hmm. post was back in December.
See, just stick with your dreams, because things take time, whether it's things going take viral. Time. I mean, that was Risha T said, too.
Exactly. Things take time. So we cut to April of this year. This man has still not shown up in any way to take care of his family of four, father's rights. So Ashley takes to Facebook again. And she posts, I'm really about to test the power of Facebook with this one. This is my husband, Charles Withers. He loves to be the center of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone without a trace. He has one baby he hasn't seen in over a year and one he's never met. He's moved somewhere out of state and changed his phone number. Divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out, so I'm trying to track him down to get his signature on a few papers so I can finally close
Wouldn't
this chapter.
Wouldn't even divorce her. So selfish.
Right? It's like you can't... He left, but he... If you can't find him, then you can't...
As soon as you're not useful to them anymore, they're just like...
And you know that the minute he wanted to marry someone else, he would show back up and be like, I need you to sign this.
Oh, 100%. My bitch of an ex-wife.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's like, she won't sign the divorce paper.
Yeah, exactly.
She's crazy.
I've heard he's going by Charlie now. He's British and charming as fuck. He's a chef and probably working in the hospitality industry somewhere. He's probably never mentioned having a wife and kids back in Massachusetts. If you know him, if you're working with him, or if you're dating him or friends with him, can you please get him in touch with me or let me know where I can find him? All the girls out there, feel free to share. A friend of a friend of a friend has got to know where he is.
And okay, and how many the red internet flags tracked is him that? Down. Yeah, I'm like, how many red flags? British chef
in Massachusetts.
Run.
Yeah.
So yeah, the story goes viral. That's probably why you saw it on TikTok. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter come up. Millie, we were going to do it last week.
This is what men are really upset about, is you really can't leave your family and start a second one the way you used to.
Yeah, you can't.
Before the internet.
You really can't.
Well, they're going to change your name. You go by Charlie, can't find me in the phone book. I can change how I look. On the internet, guess what? Those girls are going to find you.
They're going to find you.
And he's on dating apps and stuff, and it's like, you effing loser.
Yeah,
like,
you're spoiling
this. Oh, sorry.
So listen, within 14 hours.
Yes. After that post goes up
and it starts going viral, within 14 hours, the internet finds an old episode of Chopped that he was on.
I forgot he was on Chopped. Oh, my God.
His restaurant that he owned in Massachusetts, where he sold a bunch of gift cards and then closed the restaurant and stiffed all of his employees and all the people
and
who had the gift cards.
See, that's where the thing is for me, where I'm like, oh, what a dick. He cheated. He left his family. And then, like, he stiffed his employee. Like,
yeah,
all of that's
bad.
And you're a horrible boss, too.
Then a bunch of women start saying they've seen Charlie on Bumble. In a now-deleted comment, Ashley reveals that a couple different women reached out to her, and they were pretty spread across the country. And I like that she says, I'm willing to bet he's alive. Because I guess some people were like, I mean, he could be dead. He's not dead.
You wish.
Then a woman in a Texas-based Are We Dating the Same Guy group,
which we've talked about.
Love those.
We've talked about these groups before, comes forward to say she matched him on Bumble recently. So we finally get this update from Ashley. Update. Guys, this is absolutely insane. I figured maybe someone in the area was still in touch with him, but I did not expect this. I've gotten more than enough information to locate him. I have literally hundreds of messages to sort through, with some information and some with support, and I appreciate all of them. Single moms are a special breed, and I know a lot of you have gone through the same situation I have. Please know I do not wish him any type of ill will. I sincerely appreciate your support, but do not make threats, spread hate, or try to go and locate him. Truly, I want to see this situation resolved, and so me and my children can recoup and restart our lives. lives and fix the damage done. At the end of the day, I get to come home
poor
to my
kids,
babies.
For real.
I know, and be their mom. So I think I win regardless. Also, that karaoke video of him.
Because of karaoke. They're like, we found him at karaoke last week, and it was a video, and it wasn't him.
I don't think
other.
That's actually him,
no, it wasn't
she said.
Him.
So I apologize to whoever it is.
No, this is what scares me about the online vigilante stuff, is they often find wrong people who get, like, really harassed.
Yeah.
Like,
she said, so I apologize to whoever it is that your karaoke is being blasted all over the internet. You did a great job, though.
Dude, yeah, imagine you wake up, people are like, this guy sucks at singing. Yeah. He left his wife. And
fuck
you're like,
this guy. Let's find him. Yeah. And it's like, his song joy sucks.
Stupid ass song. Didn't pay his workers.
So yeah, Ashley, she went on. Okay, so Ashley, our poster Ashley, went on her friend Ashley, spelled A-S-H-L-E-E.
Texas.
Her show.
Or no, Massachusetts.
The Jammin' Morning Radio Show. They're personal friends. And basically she talked about the whole thing.
The cynical part of me, like, sometimes it just feels like this all is set up, because it's just like she said from the beginning she wanted to turn it into a book. She has a friend who works in the morning news. Like, I'm sure it's all real, but the cynical part of me always is just like, like, you just wanted to launch your career. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess we would have to see if she has a career from it. Because what she does say on it is she's like, I just want this done. Nobody, like, I'm over and done with
it. It's just hard
it.
To tell nowadays, like, what's honest and what's, like, manufactured.
Like,
so what does she say on the thing?
So she says on the radio, I hope he's good. For someone to turn their life upside down, there's obviously some internal struggles there. There's a lot going on. But at the same time, to just walk away from all responsibility, just walk away like it never happened, you can't do that. You need to be held accountable. There needs to be some respect for the situation. And, like, just a reminder, this man has never met one of his children. And
her friend,
Ashley, is like, there's more details to this that you didn't even say. Yeah. Like, she's like, apparently it's worse than even what, like, the information she put out was. But she was being like, I just want to find him so that I can send him these divorce papers.
Which
so I do
sense.
Feel that, like, she genuinely wanted to send the divorce papers.
Sense.
I'm also just like, not even just divorce. I'm like, that motherfucker needs to pay child support.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, also the whole narrative with this guy too is that he has family money and his rich dad apparently bails him out of everything,
including the employees thing.
So,
like,
it's just like, somebody needs to start helping me with these four kids.
Yeah,
because there's four
eggs.
Kids.
Eggs are I spent $5.50 on eggs the other day. Like, and I, you know, and it's just me. That shit will last me at least a week.
Yeah, like, he needs to pay child support. He needs to give this woman a divorce.
It's sad, too, like, when you're that woman, too, no matter how much time they had together, you have to kind of let go of him being held personally accountable and focus on, like, the other stuff, like child support, because, like, he will ultimately never be held pushed. Like, he may lose some friends, but, like,
no,
he will date a 19-year-old for the rest of his life. Yeah. Like, then, he will Tom Schwartz it up.
Yes.
Like, you know,
don't,
like,
get me started on Tom
Schwartz. And it's
Tom
just
Schwartz.
Unfortunate when they have kids, too, because it's such, like, a cliche type of man who doesn't deal with their issues from childhood or is super avoidant or whatever. But it's really unfortunate when they have kids.
The, like, one thing that I also forgot to say is that I guess once all of this happened, he finally texted her and he was like, I'm happy to talk. It's like, I bet you
of
fucking
course.
Are.
Of
I
course.
Bet you fucking are. Where have you been?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to talk. Well, and I mean, it's just going to be a cycle. Like, unless these kids get, because I'm like, they're going to hate they're going to have daddy issues too. I love what you're saying of, like, he's never going to see the social consequences of his actions, because that's so true.
But they also get so mad when, like, women try and impose any social consequences now that we have any standing, like, in society.
Yeah,
well.
And in other, like, and I don't know, there's always been that, like, within, like, actual communities, like, within people, like, where it's, like, the women try and hold people accountable, you know?
Because they won't, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing with, this is, again, the second time that we've mentioned, are we dating the same guy, Facebook groups, because the first time we did, this guy suing the own, like, the creators of the Are We Dating the Same Guy, because that's exactly what the premise is. People trying to find men accountable. These men are never going to lose jobs. They're never going to lose this. Even though when you're a mother, if you're a single mother, like, your amount of pay, the social consequences, like, on top of, like, the actual financial burdens of being a single mother, there's also, like, stipulations and actual things and discrimination that you receive from being a single mother, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it, like, fucks up your career and all that stuff. And a lot of women power through. these men will not see the consequences. There are some things, and even like, or even if you date an asshole and he's like emotionally abusive or something or whatever, that will fuck you up. Men, whatever, but these guys that do that won't see any day-to-day accountability.
To me, what's that?
And there's these okay. Facebook groups that exist. And what's happening now is that these guys are trying to retaliate, get those clothes, sue them for defamation. And we talked about the guy in Chicago, but there's another guy in LA who's trying to get those groups shut down and suing two women who actually, like, you know, we're like, I dated this guy, he's an asshole, whatever. Like, he's like, it's happening more and more. And it's because of these, like, people trying to at least have some kind of social accountability.
They don't want us to be able to divorce them or have bank accounts again. They're like, really, like, wait. They're we've let this go too far. It's so funny, too, because, like, I think, too, what's sad is, like, also even, like, when the kids grow up, it's like, then it becomes their job to, like, try and see the best in their father and try and reach out to the dad. And I feel like the men know that. Like, the men know, like, I'm going to be an absent dad. And when the kids grow up, like, I'm just going to – hopefully they'll do the job and reach out to me. And it's like, we do often do that work. Like, I mean, I love my dad. I'm not talking about my dad personally. Like, I'm just saying, like, it happens a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, I can think of people that I know in my life who have dealt with that where, like, the dad pieces out for all the hard years where they're a kid and they need someone to watch them and all that stuff. And then they show back up at 18 and they're like, I can be your buddy now.
No, it's like the bar. Let's prepare. That's what it means by, like, the bar is in hell. Because also, this is dark, but I'm just going to say it. Like, when I first heard about this story and I was thinking about how mentally depraved you have to be as a guy and probably emotionally abusive, perhaps physically abusive, like, we don't know what type of guy he is, but obviously you don't have a lot of empathy for your partner or other people. You're probably a misogynist if you're doing stuff like that. My first thought was, like, at least he didn't fucking kill the kids. Well, at least he just left.
There literally, like, is a serial killer who killed his entire family and then changed his name and then went and had another family scary. And I'm killed,
like,
that family.
The bar's so low that I'm like, hey, at least the man left rather than at least the narcissist left rather than trying to torture the people that he was with and probably did torture them before. Like, but it's like crazy when these things go super viral because there's just some random lady in her kitchen in fucking Arizona, like, I found him.
That's how Caleb happened. Yeah. That's how all these
citizens
things.
Are so much better at their job at that than, like, detectives and the police sometimes.
Oh, well, the,
like,
police are like, how many times a day do you see on Twitter, like, somebody stole my iPad, I put AirTags on it, I found the location, I tracked him down, but the cops say we can't go in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And no, we can't do anything. And
are you, like, sure you were married to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then, sure. Meanwhile, that lady in Arizona is like, I have his kid.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I found
hacked his location. I'm following it on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So do you think it's cursed or blessed?
I think what happened to her was cursed, but I think it is blessed in that it is an example of the internet coming together to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I go back and the pendulum swings on cursed or blessed, because, of course, what happened here is cursed. Them being able to find him blessed, but then tracking it down the wrong guy is
the
cursed.
I do feel bad for the and karaoke.
Then, yeah, the karaoke guy's cursed.
Caught astray.
Then, like, the guy contacting her, and maybe she's going to able to, like, close a divorce, blessed. But then, like, her trying to pivot into a whole career and, like, being a motivational speaker, like, that's like a path that I see. And that's kind of sad to, like, turn this crazy tragedy,
if she does that.
But I feel like it might, and then that would be cursed.
Well, the thing that's sad is, like, you get kind of a year of adrenaline off of it, and then I think afterwards you then have to deal with, like, your actual grief of the situation. Yeah. That's why I always think about the, like, Scandoval thing, where it's like Ariana is still, like, probably externally processing a lot.
Yeah.
So then it's like, once that show is canceled and she's literally, like,
next season,
you know, mostly just doing appearances and not really, like, a celeb anymore, like, that's when that shit will probably hit her. Because it's like, when you're externally processing big things like that and capitalizing off of it, like, I don't like how in our, like, modern world or whatever, there's an option to brand off your trauma rather than heal from it, because it makes it harder to heal from it. Because it's like, you're like, there's also an option where I could just become the poster girl for cheated wives forever, like, you know what I mean?
And but it's then, like, it's also like, she does need to get that bag now, I know, because Vanderpump Rules isn't forever.
And there's no public shaming unless we actually make it such a big thing like that. And even when it is such a big thing like that, people then be like, you're not going to tell me what to do. I like him. Like, yeah. There's going to be women chasing this man because he's such a freak. Like, that's what's crazy. And not just women. There's going to be men going out of their way to, like, defend him as a friend. Like, this is what always happens.
Sheena, Tom Schwartz.
Exactly. My first boyfriend.
Well, guys. Is it time? Yes. It's time for our final segment where we talk. We have Grasshole of the Week.
Wow.
Where we find one person who needs to log off the most, more than anyone else this week. And somebody who's just too online, who needs to just log off and go experience the world. And, you know,
Elon Musk every
this week. Well, we have a whole segment called What the Musk.
Yeah.
What's that smell? Is that the like thing that comes on every time? You know, they have like segments and there's like a sound with it. It's like, now it's time for What the Musk. Ew, what's that smell? It's Elon.
You know he stinks. Can we get those capabilities?
Yeah.
Emma's like,
you can
I'm
use my clip voice for it. I give you full permission. You got
no,
it.
Guys.
You can do it.
Oh, my God.
We can get an what's AI Elon Musk voice to say. Yeah. Anyway.
You know that dude stinks. Because you know he also is one of these guys that probably like proudly farts and is like, say something. And then you're just trapped in a room with him like.
Love to have real friends on our podcast. Back to this is the shit she was scared to be on.
Sorry, I do just want to say that Azealia Banks did say that Grimes probably smells like a roll of nickels.
Anyway.
And also, okay, what I was going to say was Grimes was a nominee for this because she had, quote, the worst
Coachella set
ever because she did not practice her set and she blamed it on everyone else. But that is not who Grasshole of the Week is.
Okay.
I had an ex-boyfriend who like really liked Grimes and it was like honestly a huge red flag for me.
Okay, but Grimes' music was good.
No, but I know, but like I can't explain it. Like it just, yeah. Anyways. I'm not hating on her. I'm hating on him.
Millie's shorts are getting.
You don't get it. You don't get it. No. Listen, we're making history today. And it's also taking me a while, just like it's taking us a while for, I can't believe, you know, we've had how many episodes and J.K. Rowling was just the Grasshole last week.
Damn, she's still going.
She's still going.
She's super online. I don't think she ever touches grass is the thing.
She's in a castle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. I feel like this is the first time in Touch Grass history where we've had an actual Karen as a Grasshole. Pure Karen. We've had people display Karen-type behavior, but never a Karen this pure. And for our online friends, the definition of a Karen is a pejorative slang term for an obnoxious, angry, entitled, and often racist middle-aged white woman who uses her privilege to get her way or police other people's behaviors. I thought that was such a good...
Yeah, that's great.
That's a slur.
Yeah. Pejorative. Okay.
Yeah, can we bleep Karen?
And bleep turf from earlier, too. Bleep turf.
So, again, the Karen... stuff, videos, content is a genre of online content of women freaking out, you know, like at a Marshall's or trying to kick black teens out of public pools. Uh-huh. Or one of my favorite type is seeing white women getting kicked off a plane.
Oh,
like that's my favorite.
Gorgeous.
And
a gorgeous varietal.
It's just a gorgeous crop. And today our Grasshole takes us skybound because our Grasshole this week is Dr. Angela B. Perry. She's an author, an educational consultant, and a Delta Airlines passenger with diamond tier status.
Oh, no.
So she wrote on the official the official Delta Diamond Medallion Group Facebook page.
You guys are
one
in
of the most
these
cursed places. I can only imagine the official Diamond Delta Premier status Facebook group. There is nothing going on there that we want to see.
So she saw a flight attendant on her flight use their cell phone, which is technically not allowed. So she took a photo of it. And reported it on to Delta Airlines and then posted this to the official Delta Diamond Medallion group. She posted, and she blocked out his face, and she posted, this will be the third photo I've sent Delta in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
3 out of 4 flights, flight attendants on their devices. This one's clever. He's hiding it.
This one?
He's hiding it behind the Delta device. So from ATL to LIT, I forgot. It's a 75-minute flight, but I don't know what airport LIT is. But while headed, and this is while headed towards takeoff. So when the airplane is about to take off, this flight attendant. So they're not allowed to use their cell phones. They're only allowed to use Delta approved devices, and that's basically the thing that like you can fucking charge people like their cards if they get like a snack box or something. That's mm-hmm. like the only thing. So this person hid their phone behind that and like just sneakily checked their phone. This person takes a picture of it, sends it to Delta, and then posts it, right? So of course this pissed people off. They were like, hey, this person isn't bothering you. There isn't much of flight. Like when the airplane is actually taking off, the flight attendant and this person, the flight attendant was strapped into their seat. So it's not like, you know, oh, they're walking through the aisles and passing out. And then this person's just sitting on their phone. It's like the 2 seconds when the airplane takes off, that's when this person checked their phone. And this is, you know, they could get fired. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, is this really worth it? And, you know, she writes, so she's getting a lot of flack for it. And then she writes, update.
Oh, God.
It is against Delta policy for any employee to have their personal phone in view while working, even reservation agents. A Delta customer servant agent called 4 hours after I sent my email and left a long apologetic voicemail. She said, quote, you are 100% correct, and we thank you for bringing this to our attention. Flight attendants can only use their Sky Pro parentheses Delta device in flight and only in airplane mode and at certain times as directly related to safety. Mm-hmm. So for those who said I should mind my own business or stop being a Karen, caps, be aware this is a safety violation and a fireable offense. Kind of, quote, a big deal, like in all caps. You should not see a flight attendant using a personal device ever unless on crew rest. Parentheses, this was a 75-minute flight. Y'all have fun over in Delta Sky Miles Life. Delta.
Oh, my God.
DL apologist and kiss my grits, which is so funny, right?
Kiss my grits is such a Karen thing.
Oh, my
to
God.
Kiss my grits is a perfect ending
that
to what
just made me so thing. Sad for him. Imagine you're like at your fucking people. It's people who don't understand how truly grating service jobs are, where it's like you don't have a moment of privacy during your work. And so it's like, imagine you're at your fucking cubicle and you're on your phone for 1 second and you hear like, click, gotcha. Like, it's like someone took a photo. Like, what a
and
fucking...
And flight attendants work so... Like, sometimes they're, like, flying and then, like, flipping that plane and yeah. flying again. They're on their feet.
They do, like, the marathon
so...
working, like, nurses, where they work, like, 3 12-hour shifts in a row. And yeah. then, like, yeah.
So...
Oh, my gosh.
There's more, guys. So, oh, the no. the author... So
I just it... know being a flight attendant would be one of the most annoying jobs in the world.
I well, like...
So this the post so this goes viral obviously and it gets through all these different groups of like frequent travelers but also like flight attendant groups and all this stuff and one of them was this like blog about frequently flying and like getting points and stuff and somebody said like did you even consider that flight attendants might be messaging their family slash loved ones saying they miss them. Checking up on them. Can't wait to see them.
No.
The fact that you even posted this just makes me see the worst in people at yep. times. Did these flight attendants not meet your needs or the needs of all other passengers during the flight when they could actually perform their role? To any flight attendant who sees this, thank you all for what you do and the time you take away from your loved ones to make my flight experience a great one. This is all to say that like flight attendants often are working a lot of days in succession. They don't, it's not something where you can work a shift and go home. It's these marathon shifts and they're often away. And especially like a lot of people are mothers or yeah. have kids and stuff and they want to check
people
in.
People genuinely forget that you're not a robot. Like people yeah. like, they'll be so particular, petty, rude, obnoxious. And then when you're the person in the service position, if you are not exuberant and smiley and like, thank you for being abusive to me. Thank you. They will literally just it's insane what people will do. People are disgusting. I also think that people, and this is not to excuse it because I think it's a disgusting way to handle it, but like people feel beat up by capitalism, their family, whatever it is. So then they go out to eat or they go to get coffee and it's like they look for problems. They look to treat people like shit.
That's a real thing where it's like,
especially if you fucking tell one of them, oh, you're a diamond. You're one of our diamond
special
ladies.
You've bought this privilege. Yeah.
That's
why I can't
work
fine dining, because the people who believe that they're like paying for a certain experience are the absolute worst to deal with, because mistakes happen, period. No matter where you go, no matter what you do in human life, mistakes will happen. And people, when a mistake happens, I mean, for example, at my job, the fucking coffee machine broke. When I tell you there was like this lady who's sitting there like being like, so I can't have coffee. And I'm like, no, I'm really sorry. Like the coffee machine broke. We're waiting for the technician. Well, so what, how are we going to fix this? There is nothing I can do. I literally, I have had to walk away because I'm like, not only am I going to get fired, I'm going to jail for assault. Like,
well, guys. There's more.
Oh my God.
Because again, people start getting pissed and start looking into Angela Perry's.
And this is where it is. Yeah. And there it goes.
Well,
and they find her doing karaoke.
Well, yeah. Well, no, it's not.
Yeah.
But they find a post from September 2023 and she goes, wrote my complaint about
9/11, September 2001. Sorry.
Oh, she wrote my complaint about Joshua, the flight attendant who hid in the galley and was overall shitty on the, I think, the San Francisco to ATL flight Wednesday, and got a personal call from Delta customer service and got 8,500 Sky pesos winning. So it seems to be that she complains so that she can get. Because when you complain,
so she can get her Sky pesos.
So she can get her Sky miles, because Sky pesos.
That's why working customer support is a nightmare too, because they'll call you and be like, just waiting. Like, you're like, I can't.
They just want. So what people were seeing was like, it's not even that big a deal. You just want to complain because you have the incentive of getting free Sky miles.
And she doesn't care if she gets someone fired or what that person's going through, because there are so many people that are just like, that's their job. Like, you'll see stuff go viral about like bartenders like poking jokes or like service industry people about like how shitty customers are. And the comments are just filled with people being like, do bartenders hate their jobs? It's like, don't you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It is so weird to me, the people who act like you have to love every single person must be to the letter perfect at their job. Like,
if they're your servant, like they're like, it's like this mentality of just like, you're my little servant.
Yeah.
Be a good servant.
I'm a diamond. Yeah. I'm Miss Diamond.
I'm a diamond.
And the thing about being a diamond is that you spend a lot of money, obviously, like to get there, whatever. But it's also just like, you already have a lot of perks. Like, you get to automatically go to first class. You get to all this stuff. I mean, that's kind of the thing with Delta, is that their tickets are not like the cheapest. But if you are loyal to them, you get it back. But then to be scamming your way to diamond status by getting all these free Sky miles by reporting someone, like, it's a big grift. And I will
those
say,
people too, like when I get called out for that, people being a person, like I work customer support. And one time this lady was like, go and be like, this DoorDash driver is an idiot, da 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 da. Then it turned out the guy had been hit by a car. So I tell her, I go, hey, the reason your DoorDash driver isn't there is because he got hit by a car. And she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't even think of him as a person, did you?
Yeah.
Now suddenly you're called out and made to think about, like, what if she had gotten this guy fired and he's like, hey, the reason I was on my phone is because my grandmother is in the hospital. And then she suddenly is like, well, you shouldn't have been on your phone. No, it's like, no, then you remember he's a human. So just remember before.
Yeah.
Well, guys, a final chapter of this.
Oh, Lord.
So a lot of flight attendants got pissed, and flight attendants from every single airline you can think of, Google her and find out that she's published several books, including one book titled What to Look For in Literacy, A Leader's Guide to High Quality Instruction, because again, she's an educational consultant. So what happens is they start swarming the books with negative reviews.
Oh, and she gets review bombed.
She gets review bombed.
You get me fired, I'll get you fired. Fuck you.
And that's what a lot of the reviews say. This book got me fired. This book is awful. My favorite was, this book is written by a wretched shit whose hobbies include harassing airline employees in exchange for frequent flyer miles.
Wretched shit. That's a British person. Mm-hmm. She's a British wretched little shit. Shite, ain't she?
Yeah. And
that was a bad British accent, but, you know, it
so
was from the heart.
What happened was that now that Amazon flagged her books, and it says, like, Amazon has noticed unusual reviewing activity on this product. Due to this activity, we have limited this product to verified purchase reviews.
Yeah.
So because, you know, they don't
That's what they do. Because I've also, like, spammed ex-jobs, like Yelp, being like, the boss is a pedo. And they're like, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you can.
That's so crazy.
But he was. But he was.
So what happened? Emma, please actually take that out. Oh, my God.
He wouldn't dare. Because it ain't liable if it's true. Okay.
Okay, please.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
So what happens is, I really have to get through. What happens is that they're only verifying reviews from people who purchased it. So people are purchasing the book.
Stupid.
Immediately returning it.
Oh, smart.
And then, so it now has the labels. See, Marcia, what happened? Wait till the person, wait till you find out they're a person.
I'm an active listener.
So what happens is, so they're returning it, and then now it has the label frequently returned item on it. So this is, as we wrap up, this is again to Angela and any of our listeners too. Karen, at your own risk.
Yeah.
Because karma, like JoJo Siwa says, karma's a bitch. And you should have known better.
And she's with you right now.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa.
What? Karma.
Oh, yeah,
karma.
A
bitch.
Yeah.
You should have known
and she's with you, and she will take it. So it's just like, you know, it's the thing is, when people don't receive consequences for their action, it gets more and more egregious, and then they're proud of it. And then this is what happens.
You're going to Karen get Karen back.
Yeah, you're going to get Karen back.
Get Karen back.
Because it's like, how can you, but also, like, how can you provide expertise on educating people and, like, it's K through 12 education when it's like, you're one of the least compassionate people. It's like, I don't think you're an authority, or maybe.
Oh, my God. Half the time, the fucking Karen videos, you look up and they find out they're, like, a therapist.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's so.
A life coach. Like,
oh, my God.
It's so bad. And it's just, like, to the point about the flight attendant being human, is it one of the most human things in the world to text your family as a flight is going off? Like just to take off to be like, taking off, love you.
And
like,
I
do that every time.
They're not even paid till it leaves the gate.
Yeah,
the
they're
plane
not paid.
Leaves
yeah.
the gate.
They're not paid. They're not paid to travel to the thing.
They don't get tips.
They don't get tips. That's what this guy, I mean, there's flight attendant talk. It's crazy.
Yeah. The girls got to put like 8 locks on their hotel room doors every night. Like,
yeah. But this one guy was like, I'm going to show you like my commute to get to the airport. And I'm going to show you when I start getting paid. And this guy like traveled 2 hours to the airport, checked in,
security.
Did all the lines, security, and is not paid until he walks into the airplane.
But Miss Diamond, whatever. And it's like.
And you know you're spending a lot on Auntie Anne's.
Oh, and you know that woman would not be able to exist for 1 second. At a job where she wasn't able to look at her phone and for as much as she
exactly.
wanted to. That's
it's
why
people
she's
where
like
they're
writing
like,
books and shit.
Well, that's not the rules at my job. It's the rules at your job. It's so, it's such just like empathy is dead and people feel so entitled. Like to just, I don't know what it is, perfectionism. Like it's just so like policing behavior. Like
it's policing.
And but
it's so weird.
I feel like both of our stories today were of internet vigilante justice.
Yeah, so sometimes it goes terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it goes well. Is it cursed or blessed? I don't know. But
sometimes it goes how it goes.
Sometimes it goes how it goes. But the thing is, like,
blessed because she got hers and hopefully he didn't lose his job.
Oh, yeah. the flight attendant?
Yeah, I hope not.
But if this is her fourth time, like,
calling.
I'm calling and complaining and stuff. I'm just like,
I should put her on the no fly list. Can they do that for that?
I mean, or just no complaint list. Like, yeah. Now we're not going to take any of your complaints seriously.
Yeah, I
know.
Down.
And like, people from all airlines are flagged this and flagged her. It's just like, now this is the thing that comes up when people Google you and not like any of your accomplishments or anything, you dumbass.
It's like this sense of like right and wrong that's so misguided where it's like they truly think they're like doing this like good thing. And it's like put that energy towards like all of the evil in the world. Like it's like there's so much bad that like when Karens are weaponized for like good,
right,
like
of
that,
course.
You know, like that's powerful. And it's like I just think there's such like resentment. There was this theory this woman posted online. I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was, but like she was basically saying how like, Karens, the reason why they're usually white is because it's like women who were like promised this sort of thing around their looks in their youth because of patriarchy and sexism. And then when they age out, because patriarchy ages women out so they can treat them like shit at a certain age and the whole time, they're kind of like just left with this chasm of like entitlement, but not being given societal reward. And it's like a tornado that turns into like a fucking Karen. Like,
yeah. And I mean, we see the same thing with, you know, older white men are going through this too in this country where it's like,
it's they so were, hard to be. An, can we just say it's really so hard to be an old white
man. Yeah. And the lead poisoning.
But but it's also just like there is, it's this group of people who were promised that like, as long like, as you're in America, when you get older, you will be like people, you will have constant, undying respect. You will be the authority on everything just because you're white, just because you're man, just because, and when you get older. And now things have slightly 2% shifted to where there's a group of, or there are people who don't center this, you know, center older white people and men and women. In their, the way that they move, the way that they're making things without, you know what I mean?
And like the way that, like, yeah.
They lost a little, not even lost power, but it's just like, they lost, like, they're not the focus of everything anymore. And they are grappling with that.
Delta Diamond status doesn't mean Diamond. Anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They truly... Gen Z doesn't respect Delta Diamond status.
Yeah. I mean, and it is the same thing with the cruise stuff, too, with the cruise content where it's like, no, this is how cruises work. These are the hierarchy. And, the, you know, and that one Gen Z... like 9-month cruise guy Mark Sebastian was like, why do I have to be a diamond member to get a bottle of water on a cruise? Like, that's crazy. Like, these hierarchies that you guys have worked your whole life for are crazy, and you've just accepted it, and you know, whatever. So anyway, that's our grass hole. That's been a great, this has been a great
episode.
You gotta come back, Marsha. Where can people find you? What are you promoting? This coming out on Wednesday, so people want to know.
Basically just stream my album. Everyone Should Be My Exact Same Age. It's
with
on
hit tracks like Cobs on Horses.
Yes.
Sicker I think about Broker, that all
Dying
the time.
Younger.
Yeah.
Cobs on Horses is a fun one. I saw a horse cop the other day just like trotting down the theater district, and I was filming, and like she kind of like smiled at me because I think she thought I was a tourist, and I just go like $11 billion a year. And she was like I was just like, but ew, like you're literally a horse girl, but you're being paid by the city like to shit everywhere.
Well, and that's why Cops on Horses is one of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
So yeah, stream your album, follow you. What are your socials?
It's just my name, except for my Instagram is just Marsha Sky. But yeah, follow me. I post my shows there and stuff. So I'm so happy I got to do this.
Wonderful. Guys, you can follow this show at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. You can follow me at Pandalise on Instagram, where I am unfortunately being the subject of virality against my will. Didn't think it would happen. TikTok at Elise Navidad. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon. We're going to have the free episode out. We've got the beef episode up.
The Drake versus J. Cole versus Kendrick. And for people like Marsha who don't have any idea who Chewbacca Mom is, we do have our special search history coming out
about
this
Chewbacca
week
Mom.
About Chewbacca Mom and all the things. And was she a milkshake duck or was she not?
We turn out racist.
Well, no, you gotta listen to the episode. And you can follow me at Millie_Tamaris on TikTok and on Instagram or on Twitter at Millie_Tamaris. And guys, we're trying to do the Facebook thing. So see us on Facebook. Go Touch Grass Pod on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Until then, everyone, go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.